呀，感谢主的恩典。
Thank the Lord for His grace。
让我们能在神的家中一同来分享啊，神对我们的爱。
That we can share the love of God together in His household。
我们觉得特别宝贝的，就是在每一个主日，我们聚会开始头一件事，就是一同来到主的座之前来纪念他，来说，来敬拜我们的神。
One of the things that we treasure is that every Sunday that we can gather together, the things that we do first is to remember Him, to remember our Lord and to worship our God.
我不知道弟兄姐妹，你们觉得怎样？
I'm not sure. What do you think?
这样每一个礼拜都花这么一些时间来纪念主，来敬拜父。
Every Sunday we spend the time to remember the Lord and worship God.
会不会觉得乏味了？
Do you feel tired about it?
主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
从神的话里头给我们看见。
From the word of God we are told.
我们在这里的这一个聚会。
The meeting that we have here.
我说的就是那个纪念主敬拜父的这个聚会。
The meeting that I refer to is the remembering the Lord and worshiping God.
乃是主的吩咐。
It is the command by the Lord.
乃是天父对我们的期待。
It is God the Father, something that is expecting from
him. 这是非常非常重要的一件事情。
It is of supreme importance.
我一直常觉得说，主为我们付上那么大的代价。
I often feel that the Lord had paid a great price for us.
认真说起来，主对我们没有太多的要求。
In fact, the Lord didn't have a lot of expectation from us.
但是，围坐摆饼纪念主。
Maybe the Lord didn't have a lot of demand from us.
却是主对我们非常非常庄重的一个吩咐。
But the breaking of bread is a solemn command he has given us.
可惜在历代神的子民中，
But unfortunately, in the history among God's people,
有的人对这一件事情不是那么的重视。
Some people didn't pay the importance.
我们不是在这里批评。
We're not here to criticize.
我们盼望能够尊重主的话。
But here, we want to respect the word of God.
愿意有一个心来讨主的喜悦。
We want to please him.
为此，我们觉得围着这个聚会，我们今天的题目是什么呢？
Because of that, we titled today's message as follows.
摆饼聚会中的学习。
The learning from breaking of bread meeting.
弟兄姐妹们，在座，有的年长的，有的年少的。
Among us, we have elderly and we have young people here.
特别年长的弟兄姐妹。
Especially the elderly brothers
and sisters. 我们聚这个会聚了几十年了。
We had this meeting for so many years.
我以我这个小兄弟来说。
And me as a little brother,
已经记得七十超过七十年了。
I've been coming to this meeting over for 70 years.
也许你们问说，柯弟兄，这个聚会你还要学习吗？
And you maybe wonder, you still need to learn in this meeting?
我愿意很诚实地告诉你们。
I'll be honest with you.
我常觉得我学习不够，我还需要学习。
And oftentimes I feel like there's a lot of things that I haven't learned yet.
盼望弟兄姐妹们能接受这一个感觉。
And I hope that you will receive these sentiments.
为什么我们要在这个聚会里头学习、学习、再学习呢？
Why is it that we have to learn and learn and learn in this meeting?
我们盼望在这样的聚会中能对主有更好的赞美。
And it is our desire that we offer a better praises to God.
能把天父所该得着的颂赞更多的来归给他。
And we want to render what's worth to our Father,
所以
our praise and honor.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
so, brothers and sisters,
我们的今天的题目就是说，摆饼聚会中，我们要学习纪念主，敬拜父。
So again, the title is Learning from Breaking of Bread Meeting,
Remember
and Worship the Lord.
现在来读两节的圣经。
We're going to read two scriptures, two places of scriptures.
头一处是以弗所书第五章十九节。
The first place is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19.
我们先请中文的弟兄姐妹，能读中文的弟兄姐妹读一次。
So we read in Chinese first.
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，可唱心和的赞美主。英文读一次。
So in English, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
我们大家用我们方便的话一同读一次。
Let's read one more time, whatever language you're comfortable with.
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，可唱心和的赞美主。这里说应当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，可唱心和的赞美主。
It says here, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
这个等一等，我会再交通。我们来读第二段的圣经。
I will share more. So let's go, move on to the second scriptural passage.
哥罗西书三章十六节。
Let's go read Colossians 3:16.
这一次我们要请读英文的弟兄姐妹先读一次。
This time English first. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God.
好，我们用中文读一次。
So Chinese.
当用各样的智慧。的道理中中富富的存在心里，又到有各样的智慧，有诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。好，我们再合起来一同读一次。
Let's read it together.
Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom and teaching and admonishing one another,
psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God.
用各样的智慧，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫。心被恩感，歌颂神。今天早上我们就要用这两节的圣经来看看我们在这样的聚会里头该有如何的学习。
This morning we were going to look at these two passages to see what kind of learning that we need to have when we come to Breaking of Bread meeting.
头一段我们来看。
Yeah, first of all, let's see.
认识聚会的内容。
Yeah, point number one, know the content of the meeting.
这两节圣经里头给我们看见我们聚会的这个内容是什么。
In these two passages, we see the content of our meeting.
第一个小点告诉我们。
Point number one.
我们要赞美主。
We're here to praise the Lord.
为什么要赞美主呢？
Why we need to praise the Lord?
就是为着纪念主。
Because we're here to remember the Lord.
第二段呢，接下去呢，
And what follows?
我们是要歌颂神。
And we are here to praise God.
就是我们要向父我们的神来敬拜。
And what it means is we're here to worship the Father.
简单说就是这么多。
Simply put, this is the content
of our meeting. 我们这个聚会的内容就是借着赞美主来纪念他。
So the content of our meeting is by the praising of God, we remember the Lord.
我们要歌颂神来敬拜我们的父。
We want to praise God In doing so, we worship the Father.
那第二点在这里说。
And number two.
啊，先是主要我们纪念他。
So here's the first thing. First is the Lord commands us to remember Him.
杰作呢，乃是主要领我们来颂扬父。
Then he leads us to praise the Father.
为什么有这两段呢?
Why is it there are two parts?
要纪念主,又要敬拜父呢?
So on one hand, you have the remembering of the Lord, and the second is worshiping the Father.
这不是使徒们的发明。
Well, keep in mind, this is not the apostles' invention.
乃是亲爱的主,我们的主,
but,
他对我们的吩咐。
But this is the command of our dear Lord.
他要我们纪念他。
He wants us to remember him.
当他从死里复活之后
，When he raised from the dead，
他要我们来颂扬父。
He commands us to worship the Father.
他说我要颂扬父。
He said, "I will extol the Father."
这他怎么来颂扬父呢
？How did he praise the Father?
他要在聚会中。在神子民的会中来颂扬父。
So he will praise the Father within the gathering of the saints.
那就是在神儿女的聚会，这个白饼聚会的这个聚会中。
Especially in the breaking of bread meeting.
主的灵要借着我们来发表，来对父有颂扬。
So the Spirit of the Lord want to use us.To express the praise to Father.
为此，我要稍微再稍微提一下。
Because of that, I want to refresh our memory.
就是两个月前
It was
我们曾经在这里提到关于这个白饼纪念主的事情。
About 2 months ago, we talked about breaking of bread meeting.
时间很快，两个月过去了。
Time really flies. That happens about 2 months ago already.
不知道弟兄姐妹还记得
Not sure.
上一次我们在这里的交通。
Not so sure if you remember the fellowship that we had here.
为此，在这个你们的纲要里头有两节参考的圣经。
So on your outline, there are two Bible passage reference.
没有经文。
We just call out the source.
不过我们今天要把这个经文打出来。
But today we want to let you see the Bible verses.
头一处我们要看的就是马太福音26:26-30.
The first place is Matthew 26:26-30.
中英文啊，他说因为比较多，所以分开了。
Right, because there are too many. There
are 对不起 我们这次先看中文。
Okay, let's read the Chinese text first.
马太福音26:26-30.
Yeah.
我们再温习一下。好，大家一起来读。他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝福，就擘开。递给门徒说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”又拿起杯来，祝谢了，递给他们说：“你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出了，使罪得赦。但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到……”在父的国里，同你们喝新的那日子，他们唱诗就出来到橄榄山去。我们再读底下一节，很短。
Let's read this. The second reference.
希伯来书2:12.
It is in Hebrews 2:12.
说。我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要颂扬你。好，请我们用英文来读这两段的圣经。
我们let's read the these two Bible passages, Matthew 26:26-30. While they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, and said. take, eat, this is my body. And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. After singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. So let's go to the second passage in Hebrews 2:12, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
我稍微提一提，两个月前我们提过这一个聚会。
2 months ago, we talked about this meeting.
为什么有这个聚会呢？
Why do we have this meeting?
因为我们先说到在神那一边为我们所预备的救恩。
First of all, we talk about the salvation that God has prepared for us.
我们都像迷路的羊。
We are all like sheep gone astray.
神爱我们。
But God loves us.
差遣他的爱子来寻找我们。
He sent his begotten son to search us.
这一位好牧人为做迷失的羊出了何等的代价。
This good shepherd paid a great price for the lost sheep.
把他的命为做寻找我们这些罪人都摆上。
He gave up his life for searching us.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们这些人在不同的环境、不同的时间里头，都被主找到了。
But throughout different places, different time, we are all sought by our Lord.
主把我们带回到他的家里头。
And he has brought us back to his house.
这个家就欢喜快乐起来。
So this house become a joyous house.
但是我们又看见多少在父亲家中的孩子。
But we also see there are a lot of children in God's house.
就像那个浪子一样。
Just like the prodigal son.
离开父亲的家往远方去。
They wander off from the house of God.
在那里任意放荡浪费资财。
And in the far away place, they are wasting their life.
结果就穷苦起来。
And so they became poor.
又遇到那个地方有饥荒。
And it so happened there was a famine.
他穷到一个地步，饿到一个地步。
The prodigal son was so hungry to the point.
想吃猪所吃的那个豆荚都没有人给他。
To the point that he wanted to eat the swine food.
感谢神。
But thank God.
在穷苦中，他有一个觉悟。
In the midst of suffering, he was awakened.
富的家中是那么的丰富。
He all of a sudden he realized, oh, there's so much blessing in the house of God.
在这里让他饿死吗？
So am I going to die from starvation?
他就醒悟起来，回父家去。
So he changed his mind. He went back to the house of God.
父亲在家里正是多日的期待这个浪子要回家。
Right, and the father has been waiting for this son.
当浪子回家的时候，
so when the prodigal
父亲就跑过去抱着他，连连和他亲嘴。
The father ran up to him and embraced him and kissed him.
带这个已好像失去死了又活、失去又得着的这个孩子回了家。
So the child is like once dead but now alive. Once was lost but now is found.
感谢主，简单说，这个家因着浪子回来就欢乐起来，大家欢乐。
So simply put, this house became very joyful because the son has returned.
神的家有欢乐，因为迷路的羊回家了。
There is joy in the house of God because there is the son returned.
流浪的孩子回来了。
The wandering son has come home.
所以家中快乐。
So there is joy in the house of God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
so brother and sisters,
在我们中间，
among us,
我们都是迷路的羊回了家，被带回家。
We are all like sheep gone astray, but we come back home.
但是你我 有没有浪子的经历。
But the question is, do you have the experience of that prodigal son?
如果有，你就能感觉到。
If you have, then you can feel.
还是回家比较好。
You feel that it is much better to go home.
你虽然是蒙恩的孩子。
Yes, you are a child saved by grace.
你蒙过神的恩典。
You receive grace from God.
可是你因着些什么原因，你远离了父家。
But for some reason, you wander off from the house of God.
你不可能喜乐。
You do not have happiness.
你不可能里面有满足，有安息。
You have no contentment. You have no rest.
感谢主，主带你回了家。
But thank the Lord, God has brought you back to His house.
上一次有一件事情我没有提。
There is one thing that I didn't mention last
time. 我今天补提两句。
I want to just briefly mention it.
哦，那个家。因为浪子回家了，所以父亲说我们应该欢喜快乐。
The father said, "Since my son has come home, let us be joyful."
但是家中还有一个儿子，就是大儿子。
But there's an elder son in the family.
他天天，他是在家中的一员。
He stay at home all the time.
但是他常常的工作是在田里头。
And he worked diligently in the field.
而不是在家中。
But he wasn't in the house.
当家里欢喜快乐的时候。
When the whole house was celebrating.
这个大儿子说，大家里今天怎么这么快乐啊？干什么？有什么事情发生吗？
He was asking, why is it so happy?
佣人就告诉这个大儿子说，因为你那个小弟回家了。
So the servant told the older son,Because your younger brother came
home. 所以父亲这么盛大的欢迎他。
And that's why your father have a great celebration.
大儿子怎么说呢？
What did the elder son say?
他心里非常过不去。
He couldn't take it.
他说，你对父亲说，你这个儿子是把你的家产都浪费了。
He said to his father, "This son has wasted all your money."
他回来你还替他宰。等等
Now he is back. Why is it that you killed a cow for him?
我跟你在一起。
I've been with you for so many
years. 你连一个小羊羔啊，给我来和我的朋友欢喜都没有。
And you didn't give me a little lamb so that I can celebrate with my friends.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear friend, dear brother and sisters,
你我是在父的家里头。
You and I are in the house of God.
我们快乐吗
？Are we happy?
主怜悯我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
好，我不能多说。我们要来看第二段。
Let's go to point number two.
凭围坐这个白饼的聚会。
For these breaking of bread meeting.
我们盼望能够叫这个聚会做得更好一点。
We want this meeting to be better.
让我们的主得着我们的纪念。
So we remember well of our Lord.
让我们的父得着我们的敬拜。
So our Father will receive our worship.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
要这个聚会更好。
If you want this meeting to be better.
我们在这样一个聚会中也更释放，更蒙恩。
We need to want to receive more grace.
头一件事情。
And the first thing,
我们平日需要有储备。
The first thing is we need to build up our reserve.
用刚才我们所读的那两段圣经。
Going back to the two Bible passages,
就给我们看见我们需要平日需要用各样的智慧把基督的道理，这个道理啊，翻得不是太好，不是道理，乃是道。乃是神主的话，是道，是太初原有的那个道，是神自己的话，好，所以不是道理。
So in order to have a better meeting, it has to start with our daily routine.
所以是用各样的智慧把基督的道，而且是话，丰丰富富的存在心里头。
Just like Colossians 3:16 reminds us, Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom.
存在心里，原文的意思是存在里面。
Dwell in the Chinese text, it says dwell in your heart.
所以呢，里面是什么呢？是在我们的心里，在我们的灵里。
And in the NASB, it says dwell within you, which is to dwell in your spirit.
我们这些蒙恩的人的那个这个人的结构。
So in the composition of a human.
我们的外面是我们的身体。
So we have our physical body.
我们最深的地方是灵。
In the deepest part is our spirit.
本来是死了的灵。
Our spirit was once dead.
因着主救了我们，重生我们，叫我们的灵活过来。
Because God saved us, so He revived our spirit.
他的灵，神的灵，就要住在我们的灵里头。
And the Spirit of God dwells in our spirit.
灵和体之间
，between the spirit and the body，
有我们的思想。
There is our mind,
有我们的情感
our emotions,
有我们的意志
and our will.
弟兄姐妹，我们要怎样学习？
How do we learn this?
要用各样的智慧。
Again, we are to use all wisdom.
把神的话丰丰富富的存在我们的心里头，也存在我们的灵里面。
Yeah, what we need to do is to use all wisdom to save up the word of God in the innermost being, our spirit.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be merciful.
第一个小点。
And point number one.
啊，感谢神，神所赐给我们的话。
Thank the Lord, God gives us.
这里说他给我们的诗歌。
God gives us as Psalms.
诗歌呢，有的是比较长的，是比较长的叫诗歌。
Psalms, very often is longer.
还有颂词。
And we have hymns.
是比较短一点的。
It's shorter than hymns.
还有灵歌。
And we have spiritual songs.
是最短的。
It is the shortest.
这是刚才我们读的头一段圣经。
Just like what we read the first passage.
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说。
He says, speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
可唱，可唱心和来赞美主。
Yeah, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
所说的诗歌是比较长的。
So again, the psalms is longer.
所谓的颂词啊，稍微短一些。
Hymns is in the middle.
灵歌呢
？And spiritual songs
就是最短的。
Is the shortest.
哎呀，感谢主。在我们的这本圣经里头，特别有几卷书。
In our Bible, there are a few books.
约伯记、诗篇、箴言、传道书、雅歌。
Job, Psalm, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes.
还有耶利米哀歌。
And Lamentation.
属灵的先辈，他们告诉我们这几卷书就是。主要的是诗歌的一部分。
The Bible scholar tells us this is the hymn, the Psalms in the Bible.
当然，圣经里头还有好多的诗歌啊，夹杂在啊各个篇章里头。
And of course, there are other Psalms that are throughout the whole Bible.
我请问弟兄姐妹一下
，I want to ask you this.
我们以诗篇来说。
For example, in Psalm,
最长的一篇诗篇是哪一篇啊？
Which one is the longest Psalm?
应该很多人都知道。
Which
哪一篇？ 119, 多少节？
119, how many verses?
有几节啊？176节。
176,
好长好长。
176
verses. 是不是？感谢主。那诗篇里头最短的一篇诗是有几节啊？
So how about the shortest Psalm?Which one is the shortest psalm?
啊，大声一点，拜托。啊
，two verses.
两节是哪一篇？117。
Only two verses.
我们弟兄告诉我们啊
，Brother told us
最短的两节。
The shortest psalm only has two verses.
那么还有三节的。
There's another psalm has three verses. 131,
133, 134, 就是三节，三节诗歌。
It is like Psalm 131, 133, and 134 only has three verses.
还有五节的，15篇。125篇127篇
And there are a few psalms that has five verses, and there are 15, 125, 127, and there is psalms has six verses.
第一篇126 128 150
And there are Psalm 1, 126, 128, 150.
可能还有
Maybe there are more.
没有时间找
I didn't go through the search.
弟兄姐妹，您请问。是一百五十篇，不是，是一百十九篇。这个一百七十六节这一篇是好呢。
So in Psalm 119, we have 176 verses. Is it good?
何解是这个只有两节的这一篇是好呢？
Or is it better that only have the Psalm 117 only has two verses? Which one is better, Psalm 119 or Psalm 117?
好不好？我想，到底好是长的好，短的好。
So is long better or short better?
长的是非常丰富。
Long is there's a lot to it.
但是短的这边是这么短，好不好呢
？And 117 is so short.
弟兄姐妹，特别把圣经打开，我们来读这个两节的176节不读了。
So let's read together Psalm 117. We will skip 119. So let's turn to Psalm 117.
有圣经的，这个我们打不出来哈。我们有圣经的开声读，
Bible,
先读中文。
Let's read Chinese first.
万国啊！你们都当赞美耶和华，万民啊，你们都当颂赞他。第二节，因为他向我们大施慈爱，耶和华的诚实存到永远。你们要赞美耶和华。很短了，完了。
It's so short.
好不好
？Is it good?
太好了。
It's so good.
感谢主，所以最后他说：“你们都要赞美耶和华。”
It's so good. So at the end,
英文读一次。
Okay, let's read the English version. Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all nations. Laud him, all peoples. For his loving kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord is everlasting. Praise the Lord.
第二点，第二小点。神借着历代圣徒为我们留下许多的诗歌、颂词、灵歌，包括神所赐给我们的我们的这个，我们这一本诗歌有多少首？716首。感谢主。请问这一本诗歌里头哪一首最长
？So throughout history, God has left us with many psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.
第几首啊
？And that includes our hymnary, which consists of 716 hymns. So which one is the longest?
第几首啊
？Which hymn is the longest?
为着时间的关系啊，400首。第四百首
，Hymn number 400，
有多少节啊
？How many verses？
16节
，16 verses，
好多、哦。
It's a long.
你帮他算一算，几个 page 啊
？How many pages？
五个 page。
Five pages。
差不多占满五个 page， 剩下这么一点。
Almost five pages。
最短的一首是哪一首
？Which one is shortest？ Doxology。
第几首啊
？Doxology。
第三首
number three,
三一颂
Doxology
最短的
That's the shortest
只有这么多
Only two lines
感谢主
Thank
都很好
they're all good.
但是呢，如果在一个聚会中，啊，当然敬拜聚会这个葡萄一生的事，我们用不到。
But very often during the meeting, we don't sing the hymn 400 that talks about the life of the vine.
但是那首诗实在充满了非常深、非常高的属灵的经历。
But hymn 400 has a very deep spiritual meaning and experience.
在神子民的诗歌里头，难得有一首像葡萄一生的诗，是那么的。深入的经历神的恩典。
It is a rare find among so many hymns that talks about the spiritual understanding and experience.
但是弟兄姐妹们，在我们这个敬拜主的聚会中
，In our breaking of bread meeting，
我们就不容易啊，用很长的诗歌。很长的祷告。
It is not suitable for us to use long hymns and long prayer.
我们要现在来看第三点。
And
第三个大点。
Big point number three.
在聚会中的运用。
Talks about how do we conduct the meeting.
我们要借着诗歌来赞美主。
Yeah, we want to praise God with our hymns.
借着祷告感谢来颂扬父。
We extol the Father with our prayer.
那到底我们该怎么？原则上我们该怎么样来用
？So in principle, how are we going to exercise this?
除了刚才我们说的第二大点，我们要丰丰富富的把这些诗歌、颂词、灵歌更多的充满在我们的里面。
In addition to building our daily reserve with the Word of God,
那么等到神的灵有感动，我们就可以有发表。
And we need to have the moving of the Holy Spirit, so that we can express our worship to God.
这里分作三个小点，头一个小点说
，There are three small points here. Point number one，
唱说在主，就是赞美主，神就是颂扬父面前。
It says, sing before the Lord, that we praise the Lord, and God extol the Father.
这句话简单说，就是说，我们借着诗歌唱在主和神的面前。
So to simply put, it is by singing the hymns, we sing it to our Lord and God.
我们要赞美主，我们就要用赞美主的诗歌。
If we are to praise God,Then we need to use the hymns that are praising God.
我要颂扬父，就要用敬拜父的诗歌。
Okay. Yeah, if we are to worship God, then we need to use the genre of the hymns that are worshiping God.
这是一个简单的原则。
It is a very simple principle.
第二。
Number two.
彼此对说，彼此教导，互相劝诫。在基督的身体里头
，Okay, we speak to one another, we teach to one another, and we admonish to one another in the body of Christ.
我们借着诗歌和解赞美是彼此对说。
Yeah, whether singing hymns or we offer our prayer, we do it to one another.
这是刚才以弗所书里边告诉我们的。
This is what we are told from Ephesians.
然后呢，彼此教导，互相劝诫。
And we are here to teach and admonish one another.
这是哥罗西书告诉我们的。
This is where Colossians tells us.
要记得。
Keep this in mind.
我们在这里来聚会敬拜主。
As we come here to worship and praise God,
是在身体的原则里面。
We are doing it in the principle of one body.
是在教会的立场的上面。
We do it in church.
不是我个人来敬拜主。
It is not an act of individual.
也不是两三个人来敬拜主。
It is not just two or three people.
乃是在身体里面。我们众人一同来敬拜主。
But it is in the body that we all here to worship God.
所以这里有彼此对说。
So here we have speak to one another.
一边我在这里来唱这首歌。
On one hand, I'm singing this song.
我唱给我的弟兄听。
I sing it to my brother.
我的弟兄唱给我听。
And I sing it to him.
我们大家彼此不是个人唱。
Okay, it's so we don't just sing it individually.
还是彼此对说。
And we talk to each other.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在这里有一个重要的问题。
Here we find a very important point.
我们唱诗不只是唱在神的面前。
Not only we sing songs to God.
也是唱在弟兄姐妹的中间。
We also sing among brothers and sisters.
有的时候唱一首爱主为我们受苦之爱的诗歌。
Sometimes we sing the hymns that talk about the suffering of the Lord.
弟兄唱的时候里面很有感动。
So when our brothers sing, he sing it with great emotion.
假设说我这个人今天来到聚会中，我心里非常的沉重，非常的冰凉。
So say for example, if I come to this meeting where I have a very heavy burdened heart and cold heart.
因为这弟兄满有灵感的那样的唱。
But on the other hand, I see my brother, he sing it with such immense emotion.
他的灵就感动我。
And his spirit
moves me. 叫我这个下沉的灵，冰凉的灵。能够再一次被激励起来
，so that my cold spirit will once again be encouraged.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，so brothers and sisters,
我们无论是唱诗或者感谢赞美主
，so whether we sing hymns or we offer our prayer,
不是光是你唱给主听，赞美给主听
，so it is not just you offering your song or prayer to God.
在这里有彼此对唱。
Here also there is a horizontal
communion.
So here is something that we want to have a deeper learning.
底下再说彼此教导。
And here also admonish one another.
弟兄姐妹们，我们在父的家里头有父老，有少年人，还有小子们。
And in the household of God, we have elderly, we have young people, and we have youth.
原则上来说，父老们应该在这里的诗歌或者感谢是教导那些少年人，更是教导那些小子们。
In general speaking, the elderly are supposed to teach the young people and the children.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们平常。在这样的聚会中，你我的诗歌，你我的祷告。
So when we come to this meeting, I want to ask you, your hymns that you name and the prayer you offer.
第一，主有没有得着颂赞
？Number one.
第二
，Did the Lord receive the praise?
弟兄姐妹们有没有得着教导
？And number two, the brothers and sisters receive teaching.
我盼望特别。蒙恩多年的弟兄姐妹
，It is my desire, especially for those who've been saved for a long time.
我们要负一个责任
，There is a responsibility.
留下个好的榜样
，We need to leave a good example.
教导神的儿女
，To teach the children of God.
为此，我们一再的说
，So we keep saying this.
在这样的聚会中
，In this setting,
祷告。尽量不要太长
Don't pray too long
实在说是尽量短一点
Shorter is better
你们觉得吗有的弟兄姐妹怎么不敢不祷告呢
Do you feel the same? Why is it that some brothers and sisters they don't pray?
比方说我弟兄他祷告了三分钟
For example, if Brother Quark pray for 3 minutes
我这个出蒙恩的孩子
And I've just been saved.
他祷告那么长
，He prayed for so long.
那么好
，And it's so good.
我祷告不出来
，And I simply don't know how to pray.
我就祷告三句行吗
？Can I just say 3 sentences?
不好意思吧。
Well, maybe it isn't so good.
那就不祷告了。
So I'm not going to pray.
这就是我们该给弟兄姐妹的教导，是不是有问题？
So what it says is that the example that we leave to brother and sister or set for brother and sister is not good. Allow me to say this.
我是不愿意说这些话。
I truly don't like to say this.
但是，好像主给我里头有催促。
But I have the impression from the Spirit.
我们在这里彼此相劝。
So as we gather, I want to admonish one another. I want to encourage you.
我觉得有一个方法。
Maybe there's a way.
有的时候自己的一些举动。自己不是太感觉，因为习惯了。
Sometimes we have this habit, and we didn't know we have it.
若是我是一个祷告比较长的人
，Say for example, if I'm someone who used to pray long,
我这样祷告算长吗
？You raise a question: Is this long? Really long?
如果我跟隔壁兄我们是可以交通的
，If Brother Quark and I can have fellowship.
我不妨问国弟兄
And I can ask Brother Quark.
弟兄，你要凭爱心说实在的话。
Brother, tell me the truth in love.
我平常的祷告会不会太长一点
？Is my prayer too long in the meetings?
弟兄姐妹
，Brother and sisters,
我们在这里要好好用各样的智慧啊，把基督的话存在心里。
Brother and sister, we are here to use all wisdom to save up the word of God.
求主帮助我们怎样学习来运用我们该有的诗歌或者我们该有的赞美。
And in addition, we need to pray to the Lord to teach us how to use songs and prayer.
所以在这里说，彼此对说，彼此教导，互相劝诫。
So once again, we speak, teach, and admonish one another.
因为我们是在基督的身体里头。
Because we are all in the body of Christ.
第三个小点。
Number three.
可唱心和。这个可唱心和什么意思呢？
We sing with mouth and heart.
有一本圣经的翻译是说用心来唱歌。
So in other...translation, it says, sing with your heart.
用心歌唱
yeah, Right, sing with your heart.
然后呢必心必恩感
And also, and with thankfulness.
心里头用恩惠来把它发表
Okay, yeah. It's grace overflowing from our heart.
这里来赞美主来颂扬父，歌颂父。
To praise the Lord and worship God.
主恩待我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
这都不是我的话，都是主的话。
These words are from the Bible.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹们能够把以弗所书以弗所书，我这个鼻子不太好，对不起把。盼望我们能把以弗所书第五章十九节和哥罗西书三章十六节能好好记得。
So let us memorize Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16.
用这两节主的话在我们的平日有学习，在聚会中一同有学习。
So we'll build up our reserve during our daily routine, and also we come to the meeting to praise God.
我们来看第四个大点。
Let's come to number four.
用感谢、赞美、发挥所唱的诗歌。
Okay. Yeah, makes use of the hymns with thanks and praises.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
也许我底下讲的第一个小点。
So let's look at this the outline.
因为我们这个聚会有时间的关系。
Because our meeting is has limitation.
比方说今天早上这个白饼聚会。
For example, the breaking of bread meeting this morning.
我们充其量才有五十分钟。
The maximum time we had probably about 50 minutes.
实在是不够。
That's not enough.
因为我们活在时间里面。
But since we are confined by time.
不过感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
将来有一天到主那里去。
One day when we are with the Lord.
在千年国度里头。
In the millennium.
我们要好好的来赞美主。
We are there to worship God.
有一千年的时间。
We have 1,000 years.
不是五十分钟。
It's not just 50 minutes.
乃是一千年。
There's 1,000 years.
更要感谢主的。
More importantly,
就是将来啊，在永世里头
，it is in the eternity.
我们要永永远远赞美主。
We will praise God forever.
要敬拜父，直到永永远远。
We'll worship God the Father in eternity.
但是现在呢
？How about now?
特别我们在聚会里头
，especially in our meeting,
因为时间的关系
，because the confine of time.
所以诗歌呢，不宜。选的太多
So it is not suitable for us to pick too many hymns.
上一次我告诉你们有的聚会我们唱了八首歌
Sometimes there are 8 hymns for the meetings.
还有多少时间可以感谢赞美啊
So imagine if you sing 8 hymns during the meeting, how many time you have left
for
your prayer.
还有有的时候选诗这首实在很好可是太长了
Or sometimes the hymns is good, but it's just too long.
盼望如果有学习，求主带领选其中几节来唱。
So if the hymn is suitable, maybe you can just pick a few stanzas from the hymn.
不一定啊，都要从头到末了唱完。
You don't have to sing all the stanzas.
啊，那么然后呢？第二，我们来看第二点。
Number two.
第二小点。借着感谢赞美把诗的词发挥
Right. Use the lyrics to express your thanks and praises.
不是大家唱完诗你却离题离什么题了离开刚才所唱的那个诗、啊、来发表你自己里面的感觉
Right, so every hymn has its meaning. So after singing the hymn, don't just go on and disregard the hymn and just express your own feeling.
意思呢，就是说我们唱的是什么样的诗歌，我们的祷告赞美，尽量的要跟着这个诗歌的配合。
So what it means is that once we sing a song, and what follows our prayer,that should have something to do with the hymn that we just sang.
平常我们唱诗开头不最好，除非有特别主的灵的带领，最好不要一下子就跑到天上去了。
主
升天了。
The best practice is when we first start with the meeting, don't name the hymns that talk about the ascension.
开头总是比较平的地方。稍微低一点的地方开始。
So when you start, it's better to start with the ground level.
若是主的灵带领我们是这个聚会是越过越高。
So normally the meeting will ascend from a lower ground to higher.
我们的诗歌也是越过越高。
So also is this the hymns that we pick.
那等到这个聚会到了最高点了。
So when the meeting comes to a climax,
那就是我们该摆饼为饼杯祝谢摆饼的时候。
It is a time for us to break the bread.
啊，比方说，啊，我们今天唱主为我们怎么降生，怎么受苦，怎么在死在十字架上。
This morning we sang about how the Lord came to this earth and how He suffered and died on the cross.
然后诗歌唱完。
And after the hymns,
有一个弟兄在那里祷告，主啊，你为我们受苦受死，这个爱太大了。
And one brother prayed that the Lord came and suffered and died for us on the cross.
当弟兄唱完，刚刚祷告完，我来一个祷告。
So the brother just finished the prayer, and then I offer another prayer.
感谢主啊，你已经复活升天了，得着荣耀了。
And then I would say.Thank the Lord that you raised from the dead and then you enter into glory now.
你们说我这个祷告好不好?
So do you think this is a good prayer?
主复活,主升天,主得着荣耀还要再来,这么不好啊?
So Christ raised from the dead, he ascended into heaven and one day he will come back. This is marvelous.
好不好?
Is it good?
太快了。It
is just too fast.
太快了。Too
fast.
主恩待我。还有一个点。One
more point.
当我们聚会进行的时候,
When we are having our meeting,
而且还在摆饼的时候,
While we are passing along the bread and cup,
你就来一首诗歌, 敬拜父的诗歌,
And then you name a hymn that, that is about worshiping Father.
前面的弟兄姐妹们, 吃喝完了,
Those who are sitting in the front, they finish eating.
后面的弟兄姐妹还在等那个饼来了,
And those in the back, they're still waiting for the plate to arrive.
你就唱阿爸父啊，我们敢颂扬你。
And then you name a hymn that that offer praise to Abba Father.
好不好?
Is it good?
太快了。It's
too fast.
我说过，最好等到那个饼杯回到前面来。
What I'm saying is, it is much better when we wait until the play and the cup come back to the front.
是唱诗和解释赞美敬拜才开始。
Then we can start either singing a hymn or offer a worship to God the Father.
我们在前面的不是我们饼杯都用完了吗?
Hey, aren't we just finished eating?
Those who are sitting in the front,
shouldn't we just offer our prayer to God the Father?
这个就是你活在你自己的里面。
So this is what I mean. You are living on your own world.
请记得，我们是在身体里头来纪念主，来敬拜父。
Remember this. We are in the body of Christ to remember the Lord and worship God.
这是我两个月前在这里交通的。
It's something that I shared 2 months ago.
哥林多前书第十章。
In our First Corinthians chapter 10.
乃是主用他的血救了我们。
It talks about our Lord used His blood to save us.
所以因着主的血的救赎，我们在那里。 他说：“我们来喝这个杯。”
So because of his redemption, we're here to drink the cup.
在这个杯里头，彼此有交通，和主有交通。
And it is in this cup that we have fellowship with one another, with the Lord.
然后白饼呢？
And
他说那个饼乃是基督的身体。
The bread is the body of Christ.
这个跟哥林多前书11章不一样。
It is different from 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
同样的一个饼,
it is the same bread.
有两面的意义,
it has two meanings.
哥林多前书第十章的意义是什么?
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
乃是我们这些蒙恩的罪人来到神的家中。
That talks about we sinners saved by grace coming to the house of God.
也就是主救了我们, 叫我们这些人成为 他的身体.
So it is our Lord called us to come together and we become his body.
第十章说是主基督的身体。
Chapter 10 refers to the body of Christ.
就是他的教会。
That refers to the church.
这个身体是你我所有蒙恩的人加起来是基督的身体。
This body, body of Christ refers to those who are saved.
那头在哪里啊?
Where's the head?
头是谁啊?
Who's the head?
基督是头。
Christ is the head.
头在天上。
The head is in heaven.
头也在灵里与我们同在。
And the head is with us in spirit.
所以请记得, 请我们都要记得。
So please keep this in mind. Remember this.
我们来参加白饼的聚会。
As we come to the breaking of bread meeting.
不是你来了,我来了。
It is not just you and I individually.
不是你纪念主,我纪念主。
It is not you remembering the Lord and I remembering the Lord.
首先是哥林多前书第十章。
Remember, it is first Timothy chapter 10.
我们是在基督的身体里头一同来纪念主,来敬拜父。
We are in the body of Christ to remember our Lord and worship God the Father.
到了哥林多前书11章。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
那里再给我们另外一面的交,进一步的交通。
There it talks about the other side.
我们来是来分享主给我们的身体。
So we are here to share the body of Christ.
那个饼是主的身体。
That bread refers to the the body of Christ.
主把他自己为我们舍了。
It is the body that Christ has sacrificed for us.
让我们能分享他。
So that we can partake of him.
他把他的身体给我。
He has given us his body.
他然后我们领受那个杯。
So when we receive the cup,
这个杯是祝福的杯。
This cup is the blessed cup.
他流血舍命。
He shed his blood.
所付的代价。
And he paid the price with his life.
用他那些力量，有一个新约的杯。
It is a new covenant with his blood.
这个杯是祝福的杯。
This cup is a blessed cup.
基督一切的丰富都在这个杯里头。
All the richness of God is in this cup.
我们来接受这个祝福的杯。
So we are here to receive this blessed cup.
是因为主为我们喝了那个神愤怒的杯，咒诅的杯。
We can drink the cup of blessing because our Lord has drunk the cup of wrath.
所以求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
我们唱我们的诗歌。我们现在来讲，再讲第四点啊。
Okay, let's come to number four.
第二个小点。
Number two.
借着感谢赞美，把诗词发挥啊，这个刚才我说过了哈。不是大家唱完了，你却离题发表自己的感觉。
Yeah, use the lyrics to express your thanks and praises. Do not just ignore the hymns and express your own feelings.
我们要记得啊，我们是在基督的身体里面来敬拜。
We need to remember we worship in the body.
在基督的身体里头一同来领受。
It is we share in the body of Christ.
这是哥林多前书啊第十章十六节说的。
Yeah, this is in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
那么第三个小点。
Point number three.
感谢赞美不好太长。
Okay. Our thanks and praise should not be too long.
但是啊，这里有个但是啊嘛。
But here's an exception.
不一定。每一个人都不可以长。
It doesn't mean that everyone should be short.
除非你灵里头很丰富、很重、很强。
The exception is that unless the spirit is full of burden and very strong.
因为有的时候在一个聚会里头
，sometimes in a meeting，
如果有比较成熟的。学院的弟兄姐妹们
there may be a few mature brothers and sisters.
你实在有很深的领受。
They have a very deep understanding.
而且里面有催促。
And there is a moving from the spirit too.
因为的确，你的祷告是能够叫人受教导，叫人得供应。
And the prayer that he offers can really teach and admonish other people.
有的时候在这样的聚会中有一两位比较强比较重的祷告。
So, within the meeting, it is okay to have one or two, these longer, prayer offered by mature brothers and sisters.
是很有需要的。
Maybe sometimes it is needed.
所以不一定是说都不可以祷告长。
So, point number three is not an absolute.
不一定是祷告长了就不好。
It is not to say long is bad.
因为一个聚会如果都是三句两句，那么可能这个聚会变成好像平淡了一点。
Yeah, just imagine if within the whole meeting there is only two, three sentences for each prayer. It seems that it is very shallow.
所以现在我不知道该怎么说啊。所以在这里求主恩待我们。
It is difficult for me to express the idea, so may the Lord help us.
准确说，这个聚会没有律法。没有律法。
To sum it up, there is no law.
没有一定的方式。
There is no a set method.
要紧的是神的灵在我们中间能自由。
What's important is that the Holy Spirit can move freely among us.
感谢主，在我们中间的确有弟兄姐妹，他们在主面前有更深、更丰富的领受。
It is true that among our gathering, we do have brothers and sisters who have a deep understanding of our Lord.
很多时候，他们的祷告实在叫这个聚会得到帮助。
And very often their prayers can really uplift the whole meeting.
所以，我们个人都要回到主面前。
So every one of us have to come back to the Lord.
求主带领我们。
And ask the Lord to guide us.
在这个聚会里头，我们该如何？
And pray that and ask the Lord, hey, what should I do?
叫主得着赞美，父得着颂扬。
So that the Lord will receive our praise and God the Father will receive our worship.
弟兄姐妹得着帮助。
And brothers and sisters will be edified.
有榜样，有学习。
And there will be example, there will be learning.
心灵里头啊，也得着供应。
And even our spirits are being nourished.
末了一点，第五点。
Point number five, the last one.
聚会的进程。
The logistics of the meeting.
要兼顾时间。
Be mindful of time.
我刚才说过了，我们的聚会大概只有五十分钟。
I mentioned earlier we only have 50 minutes for our breaking of bread.
呀，求主怜悯我们，实在短，少了一点。
It is such a short time.
那么好，我们这里有几个小点。第一小点。
We have a few small points here.
感谢主的诗歌和解感赞的话啊，达到了高峰。
Okay.
就应该领用饼和杯的时候了。
Right. When the hymns of thanksgiving and praise reach the climax, it is the time to partake the bread and cup.
这个求主帮助我们知道这个时间五十分钟该怎么分配。
We have to ask the Lord to give us wisdom how to divide these 50 minutes.
当然我们盼望是聚会达到高峰的时候，那么那个时候来摆饼最好。
Of course, we all want that when the meeting comes to the climax, then we can break bread and pass around the cup.
但是有一个但是。
But,
如果不是那么高怎么办？我们在时间里头。
We are under the constraint of time.
还要一面学习啊，实在亏欠主，那我们在学习中求主恩待我们。
We want to pray to the Lord to help us.
那么特别坐在前面的这些服侍饼杯的弟兄们
，especially those who are sitting in the front who are serving.
求主带领你们该怎么做。
May the Lord help you and guide you.
那么第二小点
，Number two.
饼被传递的时候，围坐是纪念主，所以呢，该围坐纪念主，所以宜适宜啊，多安静默思默念。
Yeah, while the bread and cup are passing along, that's the time for meditating and remembering the Lord.
有的时候我是有弟兄。纯真这样交通，我也有一点同感。就是说，饼杯在传递的时候
，A brother shared with me, and I share the same, teaching.
能够不要尽量不要太多唱诗歌。
Yeah. What the point is, while we are passing along the bread and the cup, it would be best not to have too many hymns or not even have hymns.
你真的有负担唱诗啊，可能尽量短一点，而且尽量接来唱。
If you really want to sing, make it short or just pick a few verses.
甚至连祷告太多都不一定是好。
The same principle hold true even for prayers.
为什么
？Why?
因为我们借着饼杯。是来纪念主。
Because now we are using the bread and the cup to remember the Lord.
所以这个时候大家来唱诗，可能不一定是很好。
So using things that other than the bread and the cup, namely the hymns and the prayer, it's not very suitable.
多有点安静默想。
It will be best to have more meditation and quietness.
这是纪念主。
Because we're here to remember the Lord.
主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
那么我们大家一同学习。那么所以呢其中有的时候有诗歌有感赞尽量又少又短免得打岔这个聚会的灵。
So, if you really want to sing, make it short. Again, if you really want to pray, make it short. Keep it concentrate on meditating and remembering the Lord.
第三个小点。Number three. 饼杯全体用完了，接下来是敬拜父。
After finishing the bread and the cup, it is time to worship God the Father.
歌颂神
Who are we to
是敬拜父歌颂神
okay,、
yeah. 那么我说过在这里再提一下、
I said it before but I want to remind you
就是需要呢等到饼杯大家用完了回到前面的这个桌子来
Again we were going to wait till the plateAnd the cup coming back to the front.
我们才跟随主的带领，是用诗歌和解感谢的话来敬拜我们的父。
And then we will follow the leading of the Lord to offer hymns or prayer to worship God the Father.
感谢主，我们这一本诗歌有716首。
Thank the Lord that this hymnary consists of 760 hymns.
你们欢喜的话。把摆在你们面前的诗歌打开。
So if you like, you can open up your hymns.
在最前面这里有诗歌分类的目录。
In the front, there is a... I got it. 有。
诗歌分类的目录。
At the front, you have the content brief.
这个简单的一个目录。
Like、
赞美和敬拜，第一个大点。
So the first big category is praise and worship.
那么这里分作四类啊，头一类三一的神。
There are four kinds. First one, the Trinity.
第二类赞美父神。
And then we have God the Father.
赞美父神啊，还有一些讲究。
So
啊，分作六个小类。
Under the heading of God the Father, you have six subpoints.
神的伟大
yeah, His greatness.
神的荣耀
His glory.
神的爱
His love.
神的义
His righteousness.
神的救恩
His salvation.
父的启示
And His revelation.
都是赞美父
These are all hymns.
可是我们那时候有学习
about the Father.
这里还有六面的这个讲究
Right, so they're all praises to God the Father, but within these broad tech category, you have six aspects.
神的伟大跟神的荣耀有什么不一样呢
What's the difference between His greatness and His glory?
请你们回去读下面这些诗歌
So go home and study the hymns.
就知道它不一样
Then you will find out there's a difference between greatness and glory.
神真是伟大呀
God is great.
神是那么的荣耀啊
God is glorious.
有分别的
That's the difference.
好第三类就是赞美子神
And the third category is God the Son.
这一类呢就是我们啊纪念主的时候啊常要用的
And these are the hymns that we often sing.
感谢主这本诗歌里面对于赞美子神啊很丰富
Right. In this hymnary, we have a lot of hymns that offer our thanks to God the Son.
多少类啊?
How many categories?
13类。
A total of 13.
真是好多。
There's a lot.
主的降生，主的脚踪，主的受苦。
His incarnation, his footprints, suffering, redemption.
主的救赎，主的宝血，主的救恩。
His blood, his salvation.
主的复活，主的升天，主的荣耀。
His resurrection, ascension, and his glory.
还有一个主的执事加在这里。
And we also see his ministry.
然后主的再来，主的名，主的爱。
And his coming back, and his name, and his love.
有这么麻烦吗？
Do we have to go through this?
不是麻烦。
That is not trouble. That is not burdensome.
我们要怎样来赞美主呢？
How are we to worship God?
你看，
look.
这个诗歌还不是很完全哦。
Of course, this is not an exhausted list.
在我们的诗集以外，还有一些诗歌蛮好的。
There are so many hymns that is not included in this hymnary.
但是在这里有它的讲究。
But here, this is what we see.
我们只能说我们的父太荣耀，太荣耀。
All we can say is our Lord is indeed glorious and he is really rich and great.
我们的主的爱，主为我们的摆上，为我们所成就的，实在是太丰富。
The salvation that he has accomplished for us is indeed great.
这一二三四啊，一二三，这三类是我们常用的诗歌。
And these category 1, 2, 3 are the hymns that we use very often.
可是还没完。
But it doesn't end there.
第四小类。
Number 4。
感激和喜乐。
It's gratitude and joy.
我们有感激的话，就在这几首诗歌里头。
Words of gratitude, and you can find it there.
对蒙恩的人心中的喜乐。
And the joy of the saved one.
到222首。
Like hymn 222.
我稍微要提一下。第二大类。
There is a broad category.
生命的经历。
It is experience of life.
第一，爱主。
First, love to God.
从223首到232首。
It is from hymn number 23 to 232.
这十首诗歌里头。
These ten hymns.
讲什么？
What does it talk about?
讲到我们这些蒙恩的人要爱主。
It talk about we who are saved need to love the Lord.
我请问，这一类的诗歌用来纪念主、来敬拜、来纪念主，好不好？
So my question to you is it good to sing this hymn, 223 to 232, to remember our Lord?
主那么爱我们。
The Lord loves us so much.
我们应该爱他呀。
We should love him back.
当然应该爱他。
Of course we need to.
如果有人不爱主，圣经怎么说啊？这个人可咒可诅。
If someone does not love God, he is
cursed. 所以
求
主恩待我们。
So may the Lord
be merciful. 千万不可以不爱主。
Of course we have to love the Lord.
但是爱主的诗歌。
But the hymns that talk about loving God.
是我们要追求怎样来爱我们的主。
It is something for us to pursue.
在这样的聚会里头。
In this meeting, the bringing
of our meeting. 要很小心的用。
We have to use it very carefully.
不一定都适合。
They may not be suitable.
因为在这样的聚会里头，重要的不是我们要来追求爱主。
Because in the breaking of bread, we're not here to pursue him.
乃是纪念主怎么爱我们。
We are here to remember how he loved us.
求主恩待我们。
So may God help us.
让我们觉得我们来纪念主的爱，而且主爱我们，而且我们要爱主，不一样。
So we are here to remember his love. It is different from we're here to love him.
都是很宝贝的。
These are all good.
但是要小心使用。
But we have to use it properly.
有的可以用。
Some of the hymns we definitely can sing.
有的就差了一些。
Some of them are questionable.
但是因为前面有222首可以用。
Because we have 222 hymns that we can use.
其实呢，后面还有几首，你们再翻过来。
So if you turn to the page.
在那个在哪里啊？在660那里还有几首歌哈、这里在总目录里头没有讲得很清楚哈、第九点
Okay.
第9个大点, 教会的生活,
yeah, under the ninth category, the church life.
有第三个小点,
yeah, number three, breaking of bread.
纪念主的诗歌,
right.
好, 还有那里有纪念主, 有敬拜会的诗歌, 有几首,
yeah, there are a few that is fitting for breaking of bread.
682到87,
yeah, 682 and 687.
Yeah, yeah. 这里有好几首诗是很好的。
There are a few good hymns there.
时间已经差不多了，感谢主，求主恩待我们，让我们因为觉得主爱那样的深。
We feel the love of the Lord is so deep.
一切的救恩都是我们的父神 所安排，所发起，所安排的。
All the salvation, all the plan are arranged by God the Father.
我们实在是蒙恩的一般人。
We are people saved by grace.
能够每一个主日来纪念主，来敬拜父。
Every Sunday that we can come to remember our Lord, to worship God the Father.
盼望我们的主，我们的神，在聚会中。 得着我们的纪念和敬拜。
May our Lord, our God, receive our remembrance and our worship.
也因着这样的聚会, 我们被激励。
And in addition, may this meeting becomes our encouragement.
愿意在地上的日子, 为主而活, 满足主的心。
So that we live for our Lord while we're on earth to satisfy the heart of our God.
那一天当主回来的时候,
and on that day when our Lord returns,
我们要和所有蒙恩的圣徒敬拜他, 纪念他。
And we are here to worship our Lord with all the saints together.
直到永世, 我们还要永永远远地来敬拜他。
And in the eternity, we are worship our God together forever.
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
请我们的弟兄张弟兄带我们学习的祷告。
We ask Father Zhang to offer a prayer for us.
请我们低头，我们有点祷告。
Let's bow and pray together.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our merciful Father, we want to thank and praise you.
谢谢你在创世之前，借着耶稣基督就拣选我们。
Thank you that you have chosen us before the foundation of the world.
并且在耶稣基督里，你要赐给我们曾经赐给我们那一天属天的服饰。
And in Christ, you have given us all the heavenly blessings.
主，今天我们成为神的儿女。
Today, we become the children of God.
我们常常能够到父神的家里面来敬拜你。
That we can come freely to the church, to the house of God to worship you.
我愿我们照着你的话语，照着你的话语，常常来，能够有合你心意的敬拜。
Oh, it is our desire to have a worship that is according to your heart.
彼此对说，口唱心和的来敬拜你。
So that we can teach, we can admonish and fellowship with one another.
谢谢主这样的恩待我们，将圣灵宝贵事也赐下给我们。
Thank you, Lord, that you are so gracious to us that you have given us the Holy Spirit.
我愿主你自己的圣灵宝贵师常常在我们还有气息的时候来教导我们。
May your Holy Spirit teach us constantly.
让我们都预备好那天在你勇士里面面对面与你相见的时候。
So that we prepare ourselves one day when we meet you face to face.
能够有更美的歌颂赞美建在你的宝座前。
So that we will have better praises to you.
主求你恩待怜悯你的儿女。
The Lord continue to be gracious and merciful to your children.
让你美好的旨意能够早早成就在你儿女的身上。
So that your good will can be accomplished among your children.
感谢赞美祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank and praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.